From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Obama will be among the world leaders who will speak at the funeral later today for former Israeli President Shimon Peres. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with former U.S. President Bill Clinton ahead of the funeral. Earlier in the day, Clinton joined thousands of mourners paying respects outside of Israel's parliament building in Jerusalem, where Peres' casket lay in state. It's expected to be the largest such gathering in Israel since the 1995 funeral of assassinated Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. The United States warned Thursday that is on the brink of ending talks with Russia over the assault on Aleppo, where the United Nations says a humanitarian catastrophe is unfolding, unlike any witnessed so far in Syria's brutal five-year war. With no let-up in the military campaign, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry admitted that months of diplomacy to end the war had hit a dead end.
We've made it crystal clear to them that under those kinds of circumstances, it is not possible to be cooperating, and we need to see a change.
Airstrikes pounded Aleppo province, while at least 11 civilians, including seven children, died during attacks, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Russia and the U.S. have traded blame for last week's collapse of a ceasefire deal. The U.S. economy expanded at a slightly faster pace in the spring than previously reported. That was aided by newfound strength in business construction. The Commerce Department said Thursday the gross domestic product, which is the broadest measure of the economy, expanded at an annual pace of 1.4% in the April-June quarter. On Wall Street, stocks dropped to 195. This is VOA. Amnesty International says Sudanese government forces have used chemical weapons against civilians in the Darfur region. The human rights group said in a report Thursday that the attacks may have killed as many as 250 civilians and injured hundreds more. Sudan's Minister of Justice has rejected the report, saying in a letter that Sudan was astonished to hear this accusation and calling Amnesty's evidence unreliable. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
Each and every one of you have the chance to make sure that we keep our country on the right path. We have 40 days to win an election that's going to affect the next 40 years of our country.
And that was Hillary Rodham Clinton out on the campaign trail. We're sorry we don't have that audio for you right now. On the campaign trail against Donald Trump, who was also out campaigning on Thursday.
Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders had very few people at their rally yesterday. And that's because they don't like Hillary, and Bernie sold out to the devil.
Well, a New Jersey transit machinist at the Hoboken train station in New Jersey when a train crashed says he saw it coming in at a high rate of speed and strike a bumper block, which caused the front car to go into the air. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the engineer involved in the train in Hoboken is in critical condition.
This train came in at a high rate of speed into the station and crashed through all of the barriers, bringing it right to the interior wall of the Hoboken terminal.
Christie says one woman was killed in the crash and 108 people were injured. Authorities had previously said one person was killed and more than 100 were injured. Again, Amnesty International, as we said, says Sudanese government forces have used chemical weapons against civilians in the Darfur region. Sudan's Minister of Justice has rejected the report, saying in a letter that Sudan was astonished to hear the accusation and calls Amnesty's evidence unreliable. Here's VOA's Jill Craig in Nairobi.
I was actually at the opposite end of the terminal when I heard the noise. When I exited the office, folks were running away from the train, screaming and things like that. And that's when I said, oh my God. And I went towards it just because there were folks sort of in shock and injured and things like that. We just wanted to help them get out of the way.
I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.